This is Chef Emily Peterson, host of Sharp and Hot. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
All right, Jack Inslee here, executive producer of heritageradionetwork.org. And we're talking plants today, one of our favorite times of the year, Plant-O-Rama, which is an incredible expo in the horticulture world. And joining me here to talk about it is Bob Hyland. Hello, Bob. Thanks for joining us. Why don't you tell everybody who you are?
So I am Bob Hyland, and I am the manager of Plant-O-Rama, the horticultural trade show and symposium that takes place at the end of January every year at Brooklyn Botanic Garden. And this is our 20th celebration.
Wow, 20 years of Plant-O-Rama. So this is a pretty special one. I imagine a lot of things have changed over 20 years. What really jumps out to you?
Really what jumps out to me most is we've had a pretty stable list of exhibitors who represent the green industry in the New York City tri-state region, a lot of growers out on the north end of Long Island. And the focus really has shifted to native plants, naturalistic garden design, and it's probably reflected in our two speakers for the 20th running this year.
And who is speaking this year?
So our two speakers are Thomas Rayner, who's a landscape architect from the U.S., from Washington, D.C. area. And he's right now, and our second speaker is Claudia West, ecological sales manager with North Creek Nurseries in Landenburg, Pennsylvania. Claudia is also a landscape architect trained in Germany. And the two of them really, they have co-written a new book, great title, Planting in a Post-Wild World. And the focus is really, they're taking a critical look at using native plants and planting design, using them in more naturalistic compositions, and taking your cues from nature. Plants that grow together in nature are often better adapted to grow that way in your own garden. So that's their encouragement, is to, take your cues from nature, think about plants that do grow together in the wild, use them in stable kind of layered compositions, and you may have better luck, particularly with a changing climate and certainly with success of those plants in the garden, attracting pollinators, but that whole thing.
Very interesting. And I'm curious about who is coming to Plant-O-Rama, because obviously there are horticulture professionals and people that are there every year and looking to learn things to apply to their trade. But who else is at Plant-O-Rama?
I mean, the real focus is, and always has been, on the horticulturists, the horticulture, professional horticulture community in the New York City tri-state region. So we do really attract, what I'm seeing the trend is where we have younger professionals entering the field. There seems to be a new interest in horticulture programs around the country and ecological design. And so we're seeing a younger crowd, a new generation of horticulture professionals coming to Plant-O-Rama. I mean, we certainly have the old guard. I have to include myself amongst them. I am one of the founders of Plant-O-Rama, having started this 20 years ago. But I'm hoping that my sort of focus and understanding of planting design and gardening with nature has expanded and evolved over those last 20 years as well.
No, I'm sure it has. One more thing I wanted to bring up is the jobs fair that happens
right
at Plant-O-Rama. So maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Sure. The jobs fair, and this is relatively new. Last year we launched this for the first time, and this was really an effort to attract the younger gardening professionals and people who are practicing out in the field in an urban landscape environment. and to give them opportunities, since we, you know, every year we gather all of these professional growers, wholesalers, some retailers as well, and have them captive in the Palm House at Brooklyn Botanic Garden, is to have them, you know, talk about their opportunities for the coming season in the job marketplace. You know, it could be paid, full-time paid jobs. It could be part-time work. It could be internships and also volunteer opportunities. So it gives them just, you know, a venue for pitching what's coming during the coming season, and gives people who are seeking jobs in the profession an opportunity for face-to-face discussion.
Excellent. Well, we are going to be there, I believe, for the third year in a row now. And Carmen and Alice from We Dig Plants are always there. So if you are a fan of their show or a fan of Heritage Radio, you can find us there at Plantorama. And the details for the event, it's on Tuesday, January 26th at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. Anything else that people should know?
Now, I think the best place to check for information on the event is the Metro Hort Group website, and that is www.metrohort.org. So there we're going to give just quick updates on, you know, what's happening with the two speakers and the symposium seating, and since we seem to have a little weather updates every now and again with a snowstorm that might be bearing down on New York City. So,
yeah, so it goes in New York at this time of year. Well, Bob, thank you so much, and we're really thrilled to work with Plantorama again this year. It's always a highlight of our winter, so thank you for including us again. And listeners, hope to see you there.
Yeah, and thank you, Jack. We're, you know, very grateful for Heritage Radio Network coming on board for the third year in a row as a sponsor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we look forward to it, and we'll see you all there.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.